This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has informed the United States that he opposes the establishment of a Palestinian state as part of any post-war scenario. The announcement exposed the deep divisions that have emerged between the close allies 3 months into Israel's war against Gaza's Hamas rulers. At a news conference, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says President Biden wants to work with Israel on what happens after the war ends.
The hope is that when this conflict is over, that we can work in a collaborative way with the Israeli government on and counterparts in the region on good governance in Gaza. Good governance that the president hopes can lead to a viable two-state solution.
In a nationally broadcast news conference, Netanyahu vowed to press ahead with the offensive until Israel realizes a decisive victory over Hamas. A United Nations agency says women and children are the main victims of the war in Gaza. VOA's Alexis Strope tells us more.
The UN agency promoting gender equality says women and children are the main victims of the war in Gaza, with an estimated 16,000 killed. UN Women estimates that two mothers have lost their lives every hour since Hamas's surprise attack on Israel. It also estimates that at least 3,000 women may have become widows and heads of households, and at least 10,000 children may have lost their fathers. In a report released Friday, UN Women points to gender inequality and the burden on women fleeing the fighting with children and being displaced again and again. It says that of the territory's 2.3 million people, 1.9 million are displaced and, quote, close to 1 million are women and girls. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
There's more at voanews.com.